This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Damn, that was super cool. All this and more on this episode of
Godzilla Destroy All Podcasts.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Come on in, sit down, do a thumb war with your person sitting next to them, and if you lose, you have to do 50 push-ups, and if you win, you get to do 5 push-ups. It's a horrible prize, I know. This is Godzilla Destroy All Podcasts. I am your...
A fucking lose-lose.
I am your wonderful Pokemon master of a host, Logan Vo, joined today by...
I'm sorry, you say Pokemon master?
I'm the Pokemon master.
Alright, well, I am your co-host, the Digimon master.
You're one of the Digi-destined?
Yes, we'll go with that.
Just because. Name five Digimon right now.
Agumon, Kabuterimon.
That's not a real thing.
That is a real thing.
You're making these up.
That's Tentomon's Digivolution.
Okay, is it a third?
No. I'm not even going to count Tentomon.
There's Leomon, I remember him.
I do, yeah, Leomon's one. Angemon.
Yeah, sure. All right, that's fine.
Vemon.
All right, shut up. I don't want to talk about Digimon. What's the cactus? What's the fighting cactus?
Oh, Togemon.
It's a good one. It's my favorite. It's a cactus with boxing gloves. What's not to love?
And then that, I think that turns into Lilymon, which is like, like a little fairy butterfly flower looking thing.
No idea. I haven't seen Digimon in forever. I know the original movie has a lot of ska in their soundtrack, though.
Does it?
Yeah, a lot of ska in the soundtrack movie.
It was a good soundtrack.
So, Chuck, how you doing, buddy?
Greymon. How the fuck did I not say Greymon?
Yeah, what's the
Skull Greymon.
Skull Greymon.
Yeah, you got...
All right, no, this is not a Digimon podcast, Charles. We're not doing this. This is the podcast
War where... Greymon.
Shut up. This is the podcast where two Godzilla fans talk about Godzilla. Usually we talk about a certain kaiju and tell you all about the fats and stats of that kaiju, but today we're doing just a laid-back episode.
Yeah, today we're going to go over some of our top five favorite moments from Godzilla movies.
Yeah! So we just got done recording Super Mechagodzilla, and I'm like, Chuck, let's just do a laid-back episode.
And I said, let's do it.
And you said, I don't really want to do it. And I said, well, let's do it,
you
please.
Are a liar and not a scholar, sir.
See, here's... Well, sure. Sure.
Just sure?
Yeah, I guess. I can't really argue that. But yeah, I was like, hey, let's just... We haven't done a bonus episode in a little bit. Let's just... Let's make up a topic quick. And you're like, what are we going to talk about, boss? And I'm like, well, my sweet little furry friend, let's talk about our top five favorite Godzilla moments.
I feel like there's a rip on my hairy legs.
Everything about you is so hairy. Like, your legs are hairy.
I actually don't have any, like, a large amount of back hair. Just, like, a stray hair here
and
there.
But neither of us have a lot of head hair.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
I used to have magnificent afros.
I used to have wonderfully thick, feathered, like, emo
wavy
hair.
Locks.
No, my hair wasn't wavy. It was always... Not kind of way.
You had bangs for a little bit.
I didn't have bangs. I had long hair.
You could have had bangs.
I never had bangs. You could have. When I had my long hair, I didn't have bangs.
Yeah, you could have, though.
Now I shave my head because I'm a bald baby.
I just like my hair short now.
I mean...
The fact that I'm thinning didn't really play a part in
no,
that.
No, it does.
The fact that
it
looks
does.
Better.
Don't lie to me, Charles.
I mean, it looks better when I just have a buzz cut, but I always liked having a buzz
cut. Hey, all you 12-year-olds listening, this is your future. You're going to go bald. You're going to be bald and you're going to talk about it with your best friend.
I am upset that it happened right before I turned 30 and not like in my 50s. Like, that's bullshit.
I lasted until I was 31 was when my hair really started to go. I'm like, oh, cool. I crossed the finish line at 30 before it left me.
Mine started going at like 28, 29-ish.
Yeah, it was cute.
It was bad.
All right. So, talk about our favorite Godzilla moments. So, we're going to do our top five. We're going to go from 5 to 1, Chuck.
Okay.
And if we both have the same one, which I doubt we do, because I heard a little bit what you made your list, I don't think we have the same list. But if one of us has the same one, and let's say my number four is the same as your number one, you get to talk about yours first, then I'll talk about mine second.
All right.
Like, why I like that moment second.
Who are we going to decide who goes first?
We can just... What? Chuck, you can go first. I don't care.
I do have this glorious D20 you made.
You have your D20 with you?
No, it's just sitting on the table. It looks really nice.
Yeah, that's okay.
All right. I'm a roll.
Sure.
I got a 4.
Roll for me.
I'll roll my
other. Oh, hey, I got my dice right here for my D&D stuff.
Oh, no!
As everything just falls to the ground. That's staying in. I'm not editing this episode at all.
We are okay.
All right, here's my dice roll. I got a 10.
Okay.
So I'm going first. So again, top 5 favorite Godzilla moments. I went with moments that directly dealt with Godzilla. I did not.
I was going not to, but I changed it.
Going not to. That's what you just said to me.
That's not untrue.
I was going not to.
I was not going to.
There you go. There you go, my guy.
But I thought about it, and I thought of a better moment that did directly have Godzilla involved, so I went with that one.
Oh, so all yours do have Godzilla.
I believe so.
Okay. Fun thing. When this episode comes out, hit us with your top 5 Godzilla moments in the Discord. Join our Discord. Link is at GodzillaDAP on our Instagram and Twitter. I'm much more active in the Discord than I'm on the Instagram or Twitter. So if you want to talk with me and occasionally talk with Chuck, if you had to ping him 4 or 5 times, he'll respond eventually.
I've said it in the Discord once or twice before. If you want to hear from me, because I get a lot of random notifications on my phone, so I don't always look at, I don't always go in when I'm not getting a notification. If you want me to say something to you or just talk to me for a little while, make sure you at me in the Discord. I will see that.
See, but this is going to backfire, because when we get like 1,000 members in that Discord, you're going to be pinged so many times in a day.
Yeah, and I'll eventually remember to actually look at it occasionally.
I'm going to turn notifications off. And
you know,
shit.
They're going to ping me so much now just to make me fucking look at
it. I hope so. People troll me a little bit, but there's not enough trolling in there for you.
No, they troll me. Just they want me to be trolled on the episodes.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so.
Which is fine.
Number 5, I went with, so if anyone knows me, you're probably going to know I'm going to have a heavy Showa list, because I love Showa. This is one of the few that is not Showa.
Oh,
so
now I'm interested.
This is from Shin Godzilla.
Oh.
What do you think it is?
When he does his atomic breath for the first time.
Yes, but specifically when he does the back The dorsal fins shoot out.
Oh, that, takes out the stealth bombers.
Yeah, when he takes out the stealth bombers with the back beams.
Like, yeah, I did not see that coming.
That's so fucking cool. That is so cool. And it's purple. I love that it's purple. Purple is my favorite color. So, goddamn, just that scene was so goddamn awesome.
Yeah. And then when he does it again later in that movie, he's just taking out waves of drones.
Yeah, like, dude, like, for me, that's what makes that movie, like, special. Like, because it's a slow build. You get the slow build up of you seeing Shin Godzilla slowly destroy the city, and then you get the government not really doing anything. And, like, it's if you're not used to it, it could be a little frustrating. But then, like, when you get to the action, it's like, oh, this shit's cool.
Yeah, they make you wait a little while, but it's worth the wait.
Yeah, and then when he does the beam out of the mouth, it's like, oh, hell yeah, it's purple, bro. I'm hyped. And then Japan's like, hey, bring America in here. We need help. Stealth bombers, and Shin Godzilla's like, not today. I got something for that. And then just scatter shot from his dorsal fins.
An array of back beams.
Oh my god, it's so cool.
And then the tail beam.
The tail beam also. So goddamn cool.
He fires from both ends.
It's like you after you eat Taco Bell.
No.
No?
No, Taco Bell doesn't give me the shits.
That's very good for you, Charles.
It is very good, but I feel bad for everybody else that it does.
It's always so weird. People are like, oh, Taco Bell ruined me. Like, dude, I eat a decent...
Get a stronger gut, buddy. I don't know.
Like, my guy. Like, I'm sorry. Like, you have weak genes. Like, what do you mean Taco Bell ruins you? Is it the beans? Like, you're just not used to eating fiber? So you're like, oh, my God. Like, what is it?
I think that's probably my issue. I don't eat enough fiber.
Like, even when it comes to Mexican food, like, Taco Bell is very bland. Like, yeah, it's not very spicy.
It's not, no.
So,
not
I love close. Taco Bell, though. I like
spicy Mexican food. I need to eat it more often.
Just make your girlfriend make you some Mexican food.
I mean, I could probably just ask her mom. She makes it pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Her mom lady's not much of a cook?
In this relationship, I'm the cook.
Mm-hmm.
And
I know, because every goddamn time we're playing a video game, you're like, wait, I gotta go turn my slow cooker off. I'm like,
Charles, I have not used that in like
you,
a year.
Oh my god, it was so annoying. Like every time we get on to play with our boys, you're like, oh, I gotta turn the slope.
Well, shut. I would get it.
Just start... turn it to low. Just turn it to okay, warm.
No, it's always, I don't use it on high. I always use it on low. I just throw that shit in there in the morning, and then we finally hop on it if it's 7 or 8 at night.
If
that's
the
when
slow
it's done.
Cooker is still cooking for an extra 40 minutes while you game, it's not going to destroy the meal.
Fair.
You know? So, like, it was like a meme between me and Alec. We're like, oh, where's Chuck? Oh, he's probably turning a slow cooker off when you wouldn't come to join us for a game or whatever. It's like, Chuck, we just want to be
and
your
then
friend.
And I'd mute myself and walk away and do it, and I could hear you guys talking all that fucking
of
smack.
Of course, because
away.
It's like, what do you got to turn your slow cooker off? Like, just turn to low. Like, Jesus
it's
Christ.
On low already! Or I'm turning it off!
It's just, it's like the weirdest excuse to not game with someone.
I'm
I gotta turn my slow cooker off. What the fuck?
I'm dumb. Leave me alone.
What the fuck does that even mean? All right, what's your number five, Charles?
All right, my number five is actually from my only entry from the Showa era.
That's a bummer.
And it's in the Hedorah movie where he uses his breath beam, or his atomic breath to fly backwards.
That's my number two.
Damn.
So I'll talk about it for a little bit, then you can talk about it.
Yeah, I love the fact that Dora
just said I was going to talk about it, and then you can talk about
fine.
It. That's the rule. If someone's number is higher, they get to talk about
it
first.
I thought you meant it as whoever's came up first.
No, if the number is higher on the list, they get to talk about it first.
Alright, well, you go ahead.
So, that, goddamn, that scene is so fucking cool. Because it's like, oh no, how's he gonna catch up to it? And then the music build up, it swells, it's like, burp. Burp, burp, like, and then he just curls up in a ball and flies.
He looks like a cat being thrown through the air.
He kind of does, doesn't he?
He does, with the tail between his legs and everything.
Wait, how often are you throwing cats in the air?
When they piss me off.
Charles.
I'm kidding.
Charles, you can't do that. It's animal abuse.
No,
cat.
I just kind of toss them onto the couch when they're in my way.
Okay, fair. I'll allow that.
Or on the bed sometimes. There's a lot more coverage there.
I don't allow that. No.
No? You don't let him on the bed?
No. Well, yeah, of course I'll let my cats on the bed.
Oh,
alright, so anyway.
Fucking monster.
I love how, like, the beam isn't even, like, it doesn't even go out that far
no.
when he breathes. It's just, like, a little, like, it's like, dude, this is propelling you in the air. This should be a goddamn jet stream that's, like, a mile long.
I remember I watched a video on YouTube. Somebody was doing the math behind how much force has to be in that breath for that to happen. And it's, like, a ridiculous number.
I bet, because, like, even if it's Showa, he's still heavy.
Yeah.
He's still...
I think he has, what, like 50,000 metric tons?
I think he's between 25 and 50 metric tons. I don't remember off the top of my head.
Yeah.
So, that's a lot of weight. And it's just, I love that he does it twice in the movie.
He does it to go grab him and then does it to get back.
Yeah, because, like, that's a scene where, like, a lot of fans are like, this is when they start hating Showa Godzilla. And it's like, my guy, I think you mean this is when you started to love Showa Godzilla. Because it's like, all right, I get it. Like, it's very serious. And then there's a few moments in Godzilla's history where it's like, oh, this is where it's turned into a kid's movie. Like, the dance where he does, like, a jump.
Yeah.
That's a pivotal moment.
The Monster X movie or something.
Yeah. And then this one's, like, another pivotal moment where it's like, oh, it's too corny. But, man, I love it so much. And then he does it twice as a big, like, no, you're going to have to watch this and love it. Because he does it twice. Yeah, anything to add to that, Charles?
Yeah, like, I also think that it shows Godzilla's versatility and intelligence.
Yeah.
Because the reason he went to go grab him after he flew away is because the humans made a weapon to dry out Hedorah as a mm-hmm. way to beat him. Godzilla recognized this, and then when Hedorah flew away from it, fearing his destruction, Godzilla's like, no, I gotta get him back over here so we can finish the job. But he had to do it quickly, and that was the idea he came up with.
I want to imagine... on Monster Island, he's trying this before he broke it out.
He's like, I gotta test this out.
Yeah, because, like, that's a pretty wild idea.
No, I think he MacGyvered that.
You think that's in the moment?
I think he MacGyvered it.
I want to imagine him on Monster Island just flying around.
Actually, you know what? No, I take it back. I think you're right, because when he goes to do it, he gets into position to do it.
He does it immediately.
Like, he T-poses... hunches back and then just fires it off and goes.
This is a practice of
yeah, he pressed it. Yeah, I think you're right.
I feel like he practiced.
This.
And all the more power to him. I love him for it.
Yeah, like he executed it perfectly.
You want to give us your number four?
It's technically your turn, isn't it?
I just talked twice in a row. I want you to talk.
Yeah, that's fair. All right, we'll go with my number four. My number four is from Final Wars in the Millennium Era.
Ooh.
Yeah, so this is more of him...
Is it when Megalon showed up as a toy?
No.
Oh.
This was right when Monster X shows up in the meteor.
Oh.
Yeah, so when that meteor's coming down and he just powers, like, the slow motion power up with that atomic breath that he fires at the meteor, and then from the meteor's perspective, flying straight into his face, and then when the dust clears, he's standing there like he didn't even feel it.
And then that cool scene where, like, he's floating down from the sky.
Yeah, and then Monster X floats down. Yeah, that whole skit right there just looked awesome.
Yeah, you know my feelings on Monster X, but that shot...
That shot.
That's a good shot.
Yeah, that was a good shot.
Yeah.
Best part of that movie for me was just that scene, that how badass it was that he fired at a meteor he saw in the sky, tanked it, and one of his most powerful enemies just floats down, like, now the real fight.
Yeah.
That was fucking awesome.
When you said Final Wars, I thought it was going to be the Sydney Opera House scene for a second.
When Zilla gets tail slapped and one shot. Like,
is he going to go there?
I should have. If we're going to do an honorable mentions, that would have been one of them. Definitely would have had that as an honorable mention. Because that is just hilarious. I love the fact that Toa was like, we're going to buy the rights back to this and then one shot.
They had
him
to
in
buy
movie.
The rights. They already had the rights.
Oh, right. They rebranded him as Zilla, mm-hmm. put him in a movie to be one-shotted immediately.
Yeah.
Which is fucking great.
It's a level of petty that I love.
Yeah.
But apparently Zilla's used in the comics a decent
amount. Oh, yeah, heavily. So. Like, he actually gets used pretty well in the comics. I like the fact that he's a separate monster in the comics, and mm-hmm. he's used and known as a separate monster in the comics, because it makes sense. He looks nothing like the Big G. So, they rebrand... I mean, fact that his name is Zilla... I guess he's like a shorter, more...
Yeah, he's from an iguana.
Yeah.
Not from a...
Yeah, he's not from a dinosaur. He's a...
Or not
he's
from
an iguana.
Godzillasaurus.
Yeah, he's an iguana. For those of you who've actually seen that movie.
Yeah. Which, a lot of people have seen that movie.
Yeah, it was the first American Godzilla movie, so
like,
I think a lot of
people kids that are like, these 8 and 14 year olds are like, I love that movie. It's like,
yeah,
you guys have seen this movie?
I've actually seen quite a bit of the cartoon for it, too.
Cartoon's okay.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Not the worst.
I mean,
thing
if
I've
you're
seen.
A kid watching it, it's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. As a kid, I liked it. Yeah,
yeah. I watched it again. I think I don't remember where I watched it again, but I watched it again when I was like in
40?
My teenage years. Oh. So I'm not even 40.
Oh, all right.
You're gonna hit that before me, buddy.
That's true. Hopefully.
I fucking hope.
All right, my number four. I'm kind of cheating because I have two scenes from this movie on here. So my number four is the handshake with Jet Jaguar.
Oh.
I love that scene. When I had Discord Nitro and you could have like your own special background on your profile, the handshake with them was the animated photo. Like, I just love it so much. It's like it's very 80s action movie, even though this movie was made in the 70s, Godzilla vs. Megalon.
So when they did the handshake, was it just like a handshake like this kind of thing, or is it like that from like the Predator, you son of a
yeah,
bitch?
Yeah, it wasn't shake. The you son of a bitch, but in my head it is.
I wish
100%
it was.
It's you son of a bitch. But it's just like a job well done. Like, oh, we just defeated Gigan, who is one of my most powerful villains, and this brand new literal god of the sea, Megalon.
Still blows my mind.
We beat them. And you're just some robot guy who showed up out of nowhere, hot tagged in, and helped me beat him? Hell yeah, you're a friend for life. So I just love that scene. They shake, and then Godzilla just kind of waddles away, and then Jet Jaguar shrinks back down and talks to his human buddies. He's like, hey, creators, what's up?
But yeah, I did good.
Like, I'm friends with Godzilla now. And they're like, yeah, you are, bud. Good job. I just love that scene. It's so...
It's a little heartwarming, yeah.
Like, even if that scene wasn't in that movie is still, like, a perfect movie in my eyes. But that made it like a perfect plus-plus in my head. Because it's just like...
Yeah, it does remind me at the end of like a tag team match in wrestling where two yeah. guys had just teamed up for the first time. Like, good job, man.
Yeah, it's just... It's so wholesome. I love it so much. And like, people hate it. But goddamn, people need to stop being so serious.
I think a lot more people who have seen the newer stuff probably go back, see this, and like, what the fuck is this shit? I'm assuming that's where a lot of it
comes
from.
Of a weird spot because like, fans who are of that age watching those movies when they come out hated those like corny movies because it's like, oh, I want 54 Godzilla all the time. And it's like, granted, 54 Godzilla is like the best Godzilla movie of all time. I get that.
Yeah.
but it's okay to be corny. You can have fun.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta also you gotta remember their demographics. You gotta be able to reach out to.
Right, like if they kept it at 54, like they kept it serious for a while, but then like diminishing returns in the box office. So like, well, let's pivot to have kids like it. And I was a kid when I saw the movie, so I was like, of course I'm gonna fucking love it.
Not only that, but it also gives younger people into the franchise to watch the other stuff and be like, oh, this is cool too.
You want to grow your community or grow like your fandom. You can't gatekeep.
Yeah.
You know, like that we saw it because we used to play a game called HeroClix a lot. And like they didn't gatekeep it or anything, but like they changed a lot of rules to make it easier to learn.
Yeah, they made it better for newer players.
So to join if in you do fun. That and allow new people to come in and join part of it, you're just gonna continue. A, it's gonna get the series to continue to live on, and the Godzilla has.
Oh yeah.
Because they went young and focused on young kids. By the time those kids grew up a little older, they went Heisei era started showing up and a little more mature. So like those same kids like got to see. So I don't know, like it's there's
you
got
to be able to update, upgrade.
You need to grow with your audience.
Yeah, you got
to
grow.
So that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, expand, grow, adapt.
Yeah,
you got to do what you got
to
do.
Some people are gonna be like, yeah, hell yeah, you're preaching to the choir. Other people are like, ah, no, fuck you, you guys are dumb. You don't know what to talk about. Which is fine, whatever, yeah, man. Like what you like, but
everyone's entitled to an opinion.
Hey, man, just because it's not what you like doesn't mean it's bad. That's something that, like, people have a hard time with sometimes.
Yeah.
All right, Chuck, what is your number three?
All right, my number three is my second entry from the Millennium Era. This one involving Kiryu.
Okay.
So this is the end of the first movie with Kiryu, Godzilla against Mechagodzilla. The final battle right at the end when they're charging up the absolute zero cannon. When Kiryu grabs his mouth and just flies him over into the ocean, and then Godzilla just gets blasted point blank from the Absolute Zero Blast underwater.
And survives.
And survives with a gaping chest wound.
Mm-hmm. Which is made even better because in the next movie he does have the scar from the huge
wound. Yeah.
So it makes that even better that there's some continuity there.
Yeah. But I love that moment because the moment they go underwater, it explodes, you get that spiral ice pillar that slowly shatters and descends. And then seconds later, Godzilla just pops back up and says, holy fuck!
I didn't know y'all fuck with that shit. I'm out.
Yeah, and then he says, I'm a bounce, dude. And then Kiryu just slowly comes out of water like, where are you going, bro?
No, missing he was an arm. Out of power, though, anyways.
like I hear no bell.
Well, that's when the pilot comes out and stands on Kiryu's shoulder.
Yeah,
right?
And just watches him walk away.
And that's the end credits.
Yeah. Really good moment for me.
I like how they have like the grapple. That's like before that when he flies him, he has the grapple things on a Godzilla, right? And he flies up. Is that moment?
No, if you you mean the cables he wraps around.
Yeah, him? Yeah.
That's actually in the second movie when he takes him underwater with him for a final rest.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Tokyo SOS.
Wait, both those movies end the same way?
Kinda. Yeah, a little bit. Kind of mirrors. They both get flown out to sea. One, and the first one, massive explosion underwater. Second one, they sink all the way to the bottom and just go to get laid to rest.
Huh.
Yeah, because
interesting.
I don't think Godzilla was going to survive his wounds in the second movie because they were pretty fucking severe. I mean, when a drill arm goes into your gut and just minces your shit from the inside out, I think you're about done.
Batman could take it.
Batman cannot take it.
It's a callback to my last episode, guys.
He'd probably be the one piloting Kiryu, if anything.
Alright, you anything else to add to that?
No, I do not.
Okay. Alright, my number three is from the Legendary movies.
Oh?
Do you have one from Legendary?
I do, so when you say, I'll have to let you know.
The Kiss of Death.
Not the one I had.
Okay. So, I love the Kiss of Death. The build-up is perfect. Honestly, like, I kind of want to merge together the first time you see the Atomic Breath and the Kiss of Death into my number three here. Because, like,
okay. You
don't, because, like, that
I'll allow it.
That 2014 movie is kind of a tease, but, like, I've learned to like it, and I actually really like 2014 because it's very horror movie-esque.
Oh, yeah.
But when you finally do see them fight, it is very satisfying because you get the slow buildup of, like, the sound of the, his tail lighting up.
Tail lighting up, oh, yeah.
And then the dorsal fins, and then his mouth, and it's like, boosh, and it's like, I remember being in the theater and I was like,
oh yeah, that was glorious. Wonderful.
Holy shit, yeah, it was so fucking cool. And it was like so perfect because it was in the theater, we saw it together in the theater.
Yeah,
that was like perfect. And then the Kiss of Death, you got like the big climactic scene of like, oh shit, like how is this gonna end? Oh my god, the dude's gotta get the bomb out to sea. Oh, here's the Muto coming up, and Godzilla's like, girl, no. And he grabs her and just woof right down the throat, and then like
and
the
then
head
the
falls
sound
off.
Cue when the body drops.
Yes.
Perfect.
All of it's so good. And then like when the body does drop, he's holding on the head and he just kinda like tosses it and is like, whatever. I fucking do this on, this is a Tuesday to me, guys.
And then he just goes and collapses.
Yeah, he's like, alright, I'm gonna take a power nap.
There's the bell. Falls.
Yeah, but like that's just, both those scenes together are just so perfect.
Yeah, the build up scene and then the execution.
Yeah, so like, cause like those scenes are made better because we had that like teasing the whole time.
Yeah,
of not
and then
seeing.
I love the horror. I also like the horror aspect, especially when they're doing the halo jump and you get the visual from like the inside of the dude's mask. That was fucking terrifying.
Yeah, like that movie. God, people sleep on that movie. I think because King of the Monsters was so good and like so fan servicey, what people wanted, people kind of like shrug off 14.
Yeah. Like once, so yeah, once King of the Monsters came out, everybody basically threw away 2014.
Mm-hmm. I was one of them. But then, like, when we rewatched 14 for our Legendary episode, I was like, damn, man, this
yeah.
is such a good movie.
This hits different when you go back and watch it after the new movies.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, so, it reminds you, like, oh, this was the hype buildup for all yeah. that stuff. Without this, that wasn't good.
Like, I do remember being upset by the teasing when I saw it for the first time.
Yeah, because every time he was about to fight, they pan away
cut
from
away,
it and say, oh, you fucking teases.
But like now having like time to go back and watch, like, oh, like they're building to it. Like yeah. I get it. It's still frustrating.
You realize that it was worth the payoff the second
yeah,
time around.
The payoff is so good. Alright, Chuck, what's your is that that was my number three, so we gotta go your number two?
Yeah. My number two is my legendary entry, and this is from
is it Burning?
King of the Monsters. It's the moment when Burning Godzilla unleashes the Mothra Gamma Burst.
Okay.
Like, it, like, him charging up for it was awesome. Almost as good as when he charges up his beam in 2014, like we just said. Like, you hear the build-up from it. His body starts getting lighter and lighter with that red energy. And then when it finally goes, you get the Mothra scream with it, and it sounded amazing. And you can even see Mothra in the blast. It was awesome.
Well, I'm gonna admit something to you, Charles.
Yeah.
First time I saw this movie, I didn't notice the Mothra body.
You didn't notice
no,
the Mothra
I don't
shadowy?
Know how I missed it.
Did you watch it again and see it?
Yeah, yeah. After, like...
Okay.
Like,
I was gonna
it
say.
Was probably... It might have been my third time watching it. When I finally... I'm not that astute of an observationist, apparently. Like, I remember just like, oh, Mothra, like, merged with him. Okay, cool. And then, like, I didn't see the Mothra burst. Like...
Yeah, like...
I don't know how I missed that
yeah,
one,
for any
maybe
of you who
two
have
times.
Not, any of you who didn't notice Mothra's... body
it's very obvious. I don't know
yeah.
how I missed
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's really fucking obvious. Like, when you see the like the radius of the burst, you see Mothra's wing designs almost immediately.
I don't know how I missed it. I don't know. I'm just a big dummy.
You're probably looking at Ghidorah in the back and like, how's he gonna take this?
It's
he
my
does
boy.
Not take it well.
No, he doesn't.
Instantly incinerates his wings and two heads with like one or two bursts.
Yeah, what's...
And then he gets stepped on.
What's so good about that scene is it's a callback to Super Mega Godzilla, Super Mecha Godzilla,
yeah,
with the Rodan.
Actually, no, it's a callback to Destroyo when he's in his burning form.
It's to both though, because like Mothra gives him the energy, just like Rodan gives him the energy.
That is a good point. I think it's a combination
it's,
of the both. Though.
Yeah, and then it's Burning Godzilla from Destroyo.
Yeah,
with the big so it's like the combination of both. How I see it, at least. You know,
yeah, it's a that's a fair observation. Yeah,
I don't know if that's how the directors went for it, but that's how I see it at least.
Yeah, it was a good. Yeah, I don't know if that was their intent, but I thought they were just mimicking the.
I mean,
destroyer
there are
thing.
There's so many callbacks in that movie.
Oh yeah, the oxygen destroyer, the burning Godzilla, the Mothra Godzilla symbiosis,
The Mazer can like the mention of Mazer cans. Like, there's so much in that movie. Like every time you watch it, you could probably find a new Easter egg. You know,
Dr. Sarazawa sacrificing himself to blow up, to detonate
in fact,
something.
His name is Sarazawa.
Yeah.
His name is...
Like, a lot like, of callbacks. Also, yeah. I'm still waiting for a Destroyer movie. They set that shit up, damn it.
It's not gonna happen.
It's gonna fucking happen.
The Godzilla King Kong is gonna be another ape.
I know. But you, still.
You know what they should do for that movie?
What?
So, let's say this new ape, like, fucks up King Kong, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, loses us a couple of limbs or something. We get Mecha Kong. So then King Kong comes back as Mecha Kong? I'd still love it.
I think it'd be Cyber Kong, though. He'd be like
it
a
would
cyborg.
Be cyborg, because, what, I mean, all right.
They call Mecha King Ghidorah Mecha, and he's a cyborg. So, yeah, no, we could still go Mecha Kong.
Or if you want to destroy his entire body, then save his brain and put it in the Mecha Kong.
I don't like that idea.
I don't like actually, that either, no. But that's what
I hope they don't do that. Because that would be pointless.
Well, because I believe...
Is that actually, no, that would be the same thing that Apex did with Ghidorah.
I don't know who has the rights to Mecha Kong. Because it reverted back to Time Warner. So that's why Toho couldn't do it.
Yeah, I remember in the Ebra Monster of the Deep, they wanted to do Kong and that, but they couldn't for some reason, so they put Godzilla in instead.
Right, but that's because like the rights were owned by Rankin Bass. But then Kong was owned by the Turner Company, which now I think Turner Company is owned by WB, because it's Time Warner, Turner, I think. So I think Legendary has rights to Mecha Kong.
I hope so. That would actually be a good story twist at the end.
I mean, that's another East. That'd be like another like fan. Like, oh shit, because that's like that's
that'd
an
be
obscure,
old school. Yeah,
that's an obscure reference, but
that's like really obscure, even in the Showa era. Obscure.
Yeah, because it's not a super popular movie.
No, Corosaurus is in it though.
Hell yeah, dude! We talked about
Corosaurus fans. Go watch that movie if you can find it somewhere. I had a hard time looking for it.
I think we watched it on Tubi. I think
it's on Tubi. Yes.
Yeah, we watched it on Tubi. All right, so we know my number two was the Flying Breath.
Yeah, so do we just... I just did one, though, so I'll let you do your number one.
What was your number one?
I doubt my number one is your number one.
Okay, so you haven't said your number one.
No, we just said my number two.
All right, my number one... People are probably screaming it right now. The Tail Slide! Yes, it's the Tail Slide. It's my favorite thing.
I assumed it was as well.
Yeah, everyone probably saw that a mile away. It's what I designed the logo off of. It's the perfect representation of what I love about Godzilla.
Yeah.
Like, I did a...
It screams wrestling.
It screams wrestling because they hold Megalon up.
Yeah, screams tag team maneuver.
Yeah, and the fact that we get it twice.
Yeah.
Again.
Do it twice.
We get it twice.
I felt so bad for that dude. He had to endure that twice.
Well, because Gigan dicked him over. He's like, nah, I'm out, man.
He's like, hey, dude, I'm a bounce. Takes off.
It's all you. You got it.
And then, like, the good guys in the room are like, hey, let's pull some shenanigans.
Yeah, I like how they're still the good guys, and they're like, no, we'll still tag team. We're going to 2-on-1 this
dude. These guys were dicks. Let's get some shenanigans off on them.
Oh, my God.
It's like a half heel turn, some bullshit like that.
It is a little heelish in wrestling terms. Good guys teaming up on a bad guy is a little heelish.
Well, and you gotta,
unless it's like a moment where they deserve the comeuppance, but I don't see Megalon as a pure bad guy.
Yeah, thinking about their Batman maneuvers, they had to let them know, hey, this will happen again if you try this shit.
You go back to whence you came. They were nice to let him live.
Yeah, they didn't kill him.
They just banished him to the ocean.
I covered this. I'm pretty sure I covered this in the episode. Megalon's not a bad guy here. He's
not. I don't
not.
Think he is. I don't think
no,
he, like,
he's not.
Did he destroy a dam and kill a lot of people?
Yeah, but it was retaliation for his homeworld being nuclearly fucking fucked up.
Now, like, but you could say do two wrong things, right? No.
No, but...
Is he? He's not a good guy, but he's not a bad guy.
Yeah. He's basically...
He's a complicated fella.
I mean, he's a big monster defending his territory. He's an animal. And think of it in animal terms. If you go into a lion's pride and fuck some of the shit up that he owns, he's gonna come fuck you up.
That's true.
So Megalon is like defending his land. You came and fucked up my land, I'ma fuck your land up.
And then Godzilla and Jedi tag teaming and fucking dropkicked him.
And Megalon's like, hey, my bro, my homie, come help me deal this shit. They come down, he helps out. He's like, hey, homie, man, this is too much. I'm a bounce.
You could say him calling upon Gigan is bad, but it wasn't Megalon who did it. It was the Cetopians.
Yeah. It was, I mean...
And they did tag team and beat up Jet Jaguar for a little bit.
Yeah. Maybe Jet Jaguar was like, hey, let me get payback on this dude. So, again, it's like animals being animals. Like,
yeah,
hey,
yeah,
he fucked
yeah.
me up. Let's fuck him up. This guy ran. Let's fucking really fuck him up now.
So, that's my number one, the Tail Slide. Of course, it's my number one. It's like the most predicted number one in the history.
We can go to do my number one now then.
Yeah.
My number one is the final scene in the final movie of the Heisei era, Godzilla vs. Destoroyah.
With baby Godzilla becoming Godzilla?
Yes. I mean, that's part of it, yeah. The whole scene I'm talking about
like a whole fight scene.
No, not the entire fight scene. After the fight's over, as Godzilla's going into meltdown.
Okay.
You get all these sad motions of him just going through the motions of melting away and dying. He lets out that final roar as you see his heart burst out of his chest and his whole body, skeleton and all, just melts down.
Okay.
And then there's a fog over everything. And then as you move through the fog and it's starting to clear, you see Junior rise up as the new
resurrected.
Godzilla, resurrected as the new Godzilla, letting out a roar.
Okay.
I mean, I got chills about halfway through that scene.
You're getting choked up now.
I love the Heisei era, and I loved it even more when they brought in Baby Godzilla. And then you get to see him grow up in the subsequent movies, and then I had to watch him fucking die! And then I had to watch his dad mourn him, and then I had to watch his dad die, and then I get him back. My boy was back, and I got some silver lining to this fucking tragedy. Dude, emotions are just fucking flying out of me. It was sad, then happy, then sad again, then really fucking sad, then oh, thank God. It was just a range of shit for me.
Very bittersweet.
Yeah, very bittersweet. It was an end of an era and possibly the start of another.
I do think it's a really good way to cap off that series.
Yeah.
That era. Like, because...
It was... They did it just right. I loved it.
A really good original villain. A really good threatening villain.
Oh, yeah. Terrifying to look at.
You had to have Godzilla pull out some, like, bullshit of, like, nuclear explosion for him to beat him.
He was basically... For anyone who watches Naruto, think of it as a Might guy opening the eighth inner gate.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's basically what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of opening the eighth inner gate, you die. And Godzilla was basically dying because he was overloading with power.
Yes.
Yeah, so for those who watch Naruto and know what that reference was, basically that.
You fucking nerd.
I'm sorry. I assumed everybody watched Naruto.
I've only seen up to the Shonen exams.
Damn.
Yeah, that's all I've seen.
Damn.
I saw, like, when Gaara and Brock Lee fight.
The Chunin exams.
The Chunin exams, yeah. When Brock Lee and Gaara fight, like, I just saw the best fight in this whole series, probably. Okay. I don't need to watch anything.
If that's the fight that you thought that was the best, Might Guy trained Brock Lee.
I know.
He's even better.
That Gaara-Brock Lee fight's cool. I'm like, I don't need to watch anymore.
That's a good fight,
too. I need a cigarette after watching that
Actually,
fight.
If you compare the Sasuke vs. Gaara and Rock Lee vs. Gaara fights, Rock Lee wins that fight hand down. Like, Sasuke fought him, too, but Rock Lee did a better job. He's actually getting hits in. I mean, I know Sasuke made him bleed, but Sasuke had to do so much effort just to make him bleed.
No idea what you're talking about.
You said you got up to the Chunin exam.
After the Gaara fight with Brock Lee, I'm like, I don't need to watch anymore.
So you didn't even make it to the actual Chunin final results exam. You just made it to the preliminaries.
I'm like, damn, that was cool. I'm done. I'm a bounce. I'm pulling a guy again.
A Naruto discussion. Anyway, yeah. Super sad, super happy, awesome. Really great way to end an era. Five stars.
5 out of 5 stars.
Five out of five stars.
Would cry again.
Would ball again.
Well, hey, like I said, in the Discord, hit us with your five favorite Godzilla moments. I'd like to go through them, read them. It'd be a fun discussion, too.
Yeah, I'd like to hear what some people thought was really awesome, or that even if they thought...
Yeah, because there's so many moments, because I didn't mention any Heisei. You know, I mentioned one legendary. Like, there's so many. I didn't mention any Millennium. Like, there's a lot of moments.
Yeah, no, you skipped two eras.
I like my show. I like last. Showa. I really like that one movie in Showa,
first
too.
First and last.
You can check out my other podcast, Lost Legends Tales of Thurn. Season 3 is now wrapping up. Depending on when I put this out, it'll be out, or it'll be about to be out. Till the end of this month, there is a sale on my dice store, MingoBroResin.com. Code LLTOT will get you 10% off at checkout. Check out my Instagram or TikTok at HeyYoLogan. Check out this show's Instagram or Twitter. I don't really update total Twitter, though, because Twitter's, like, dying. At GodzillaDAP. Join the Discord. Be part of the fun awkwardness that is Discord and me trying to talk to people, because I'm bad at it.
And I'm just not there.
And Chuck's worse at it. Chuck, lead us on out here, guys.
All right. Thank you guys for listening to this bonus episode of Godzilla Destroy on Podcasts. And like I always say, make sure you thank God for Godzilla.